everyone. Hi Chloe. Chloe, hello. This is Chloe Duggan from Foundation. Chloe, don't worry, please don't feel any nerves. This is just kind of a turbocharged tutorial with me and Sarah. We're just here for if you don't have any ideas or any clear direction to bounce ideas off.
Beautiful. Okay. This is being recorded, so you don't have to take any notes.
Okay.
So we'll get that onto Teams and then you can sample it for your own.
Okay, yeah.
Developments and things like that. So do you want to just, so what we're looking for is just give us, you know, you don't have to do eyes and what you did and things like that. Just more theme, specialism and any ideas that you've have come from this.
Well, my specialism is going to be, fine art.
And then within fine art, what within fine art? Because that's a huge umbrella.
So 2D, so more like drawing, painting, collage.
So you're more traditional, classic fine art. Yeah. Okay, fab.
I don't have a specific idea. I just know that I quite like, I mean, this one is the more refined one. That's more what I like. So like figurative. I like a lot of things with blue and the water.
Why? What? That'd be my first question.
For what?
Why blue?
Why blue and why water?
Don't know.
Well, you need to say
maybe
that.
Maybe because when I was younger, I used to go swimming with my mum a lot. Maybe
have you documented this?
Well, like photos of.
Well, just document that you went swimming with your mum, and that's why this has created this whole
blue
thing for blue.
I don't have.
I'm not asking you to show it, but this is what these are the little pointers. You see, when we talk about rationale and like, you know, the reason why we're picking what we're picking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is suddenly blue, and then my first thing is why not yellow or green or red or, you know, but you've picked blue, so it's for a reason. So what we need to understand when we're looking at things is the reasoning, you know, and that reasoning, you know, we're not going to challenge anyone on the reasoning, that's down to you. But we would like to, like, you know, the reasoning, you know, like why blue, why skies, why water?
Just because everything needs to be informed. All of your decisions need to be informed.
So
it's something to think about.
What kind of thing do we just write, like,
in your
thoughts
sketchbook.
About it?
Well, you would justify it.
Okay.
You know.
Just like, why?
Why I pick blue? Why blue? What blue means to me?
You don't, like, do you need, like, evidence? Or?
Well, what do you mean, evidence? What?
Because I mostly went when I was really little, so I don't really have anything.
Well, you're coming from memory, aren't you?
Oh, so, yeah. Okay. I don't know if you needed, like, proper evidence.
Well, that'd be ridiculous, wouldn't it? We don't have time machines for you to go back and, like...
We're not asking you to cut up your family photo.
No, we've, again, when we're talking about it, it's justifications rather than hard copy evidence, you know?
I was just making sure.
Just a page in your schedule.
You know,
for me,
you know, like, listen, like, I love sky and blue too, you know? So I would be like, well, I've always loved the colour blue because I live on an island and Jersey has a lot of very quick pattern weather systems.
Mm-hmm.
And we are lucky to say that where we are geographically, we get to experience huge blue skies very often because of the quick weather patterns and huge amounts of sea around us. Having grown up around that, the feeling it gives me is of freedom and of light and reminds me of home. That's the that. Do you know what I mean? That's we get lovely blue. Or it could have been like when I was at school, I saw Picasso's blue period and I was that moved by his picture of some cubist blue picture, a blue girl, you know, that's why I've picked blue. So, you know, it's just understanding really where
it's come from.
And that's it, because it's just a jump ahead, because I love this. Blue's great.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant. So we've got blue, we're thinking layers, and what I like about you is your board is giving us the information.
Words.
So it's water, it's the texture of water, it's how water distorts.
Figurative.
You want to include some figurative stuff in there.
I'm
and it's got
this,
a
stunning.
Sort of natural biomorphic edge, and blue is your colour.
It is.
Well, there, other than that piece of carpet, which I have no idea why it's on there.
It's other the colour, is it?
Other than the colour. And even then, that's turquoise, not blue, if I'm being picky. It's not like pure blue, it's too greeny. Your board's done it. says everything. Mm-hmm. I think just be careful. Like, I know people start sticking stuff, and I know I was like, use little props and things, but only use the props
if it's relevant.
If it's relevant, you know, or it tells us something. You know, so if you wanted to get the colour on the board, I would have just got, like, either colour matched, which we're doing next week, some colour matching, or gone and got some paint chips.
Okay.
And just put down your tones of blue. You know, or printed something off the internet. You know, again, your artist of reference can be then Picasso and his blue period. You'll find that lots of artists have blue periods. So what I would like to see infused in here is some artists as well, contemporary art that uses blue.
There was also, I don't know if you saw it in the Tate Modern, an artist, I've got a photo of it, actually, I'll show you.
That's a really terrific board, Chloe, because it gives us a lot of information about the idea, and we can see.
I'll just take off the carpet. I could find
another
colour.
No, listen, do you know what I always say? If you're running around trying to find something to fit something, then it means don't bother. You know, because what we all, I'm the same. We're all the same. I'm pointing this out because we're all guilty of doing it and being like, oh, I don't know, there's a gap, it's blue. Oh, there's some 3D elements now.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why we always say the edit and get assessment of people, like, oh, why? If you don't know why and you're like, oh, it's because it's blue, then it's like, actually, it's not necessary because we've got all the blue there that we need. You know, and what I would like is probably, you know, do some investigations into blue.
Mm-hmm.
Understand how blue is made as a colour. Understand how light works with blue, why the sky is blue, mm-hmm. why the sea is blue. You know, that's all really supportive. Thingy, and it all adds to that justification of why you're using blue. How can you see mixing the figurative stuff with the water, do you think, and the distorting and the
maybe, like, because water, like, when you're in the water, like, it distorts features.
Totally. So, you know, maybe then think about taking some photos of people underwater.
Yeah.
Like, and when, you know, it sounds really, you know, I always set people up doing really crazy things sometimes, but you can just fill a bath.
Yeah.
And get somebody mm-hmm. to take photos of you under the bath water, like, holding your breath. Like, letting your hair, or, like, again, that's if you want to model, Chloe.
If you have a bath.
Or if you, well, again, after that, people throwing buckets of water over you,
yeah.
taking photos, drenching, if it's raining, going out and standing in the rain and having some photographs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, all these experiences with water where you can let it distort you, like getting behind a waterfall. Now, it'd be lovely, like, Easter, I'm telling you to go to... Jamaica. You know, there's a good excuse to go and get some research. But you could go out to Plemmel, yeah. You could go behind the waterfalls, you know, or where there's water trickling, get someone to take some photographs.
Okay.
You know, so for you, I think that's your missing bit. So, but what I say missing, it's, I mean, the next step of the jigsaw mm-hmm. is clashing the figurative with the water and the distortion.
Yeah.
And then I think we're there. I think the project's already starting. You know, I can see then you've got this as an original... what I like to see as well, Chloe, is you're actually working in a really logical manner, because you've got your figurative stuff there and inspiration. You've got your blue water environment inspiration.
That one's distortion.
You can tell, and that's what I mean. We've got the distortion here. You're bringing it all together. You know, you're mixing those ingredients now. So the next stage now is knowing that is like, give us a board or the next stage of development with blue, distortion, water, your own images.
Mm-hmm.
And if you haven't got that, even in the shower curtain, you know, and like taking photos through a clear shower curtain, selfies, like just water, like hair in water is fascinating, isn't it?
It is beautiful, the fluidity.
And I've also seen some really lovely photographs in the past where people have put milk in the bath or dyed the water white.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And I've also seen where they float flowers and stuff and cover and take shots like that. I would sincerely take on some of that stuff and have some fun with that.
You can get coloured bath bombs as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you say you have a bath?
I do, yeah.
Oh, okay, fabulous. But yeah, that could be something to play around. I wouldn't advise filling out with ink.
No.
But perhaps a bath bomb.
Yeah, so you can say water blue. But, you know, like, the other thing is, Chloe, is you like making and doing. And you like, you know, you like getting your headphones on and sitting at your desk and getting into whatever you're doing, which is great. So you could be producing props to go in the water, to go in the bath, you know, like making things en masse.
Okay.
You know, to then mix in the water for that shot, you know, building up to this photo shoot or not, you know, again, these are just ideas, but you could definitely bring in, you know, you could play around with putting fabrics over the top of water with you under it and pushing through the fabrics, the wet fabrics, or putting wet fabric over people and distorting their face, just wrapping them. So then another angle is you could then look at wrapping and look at like mummifying, you know, like mummies in Egypt. And in Egypt culture, they use turquoise, which would then link, you know, they love the colour turquoise and gold, you know. So again, as this goes along, you could bring in an element of gold as you went in along and things like that. So can you see how you link it?
Yeah.
And that's just from like putting a bit of fabric in the water and it wrapping and then being like, oh, mummies get wrapped. Oh, I'm going to look at Egypt. So, you know, but I think you're absolutely at the right place.
Okay, good.
You know, I would like to see these concluded and just finished off. You know, I love the post-it notes, but I would like as you move along with that information to consider like just the sync, you know, like they're neon pink. Which is great, you know. Just going for that as you move along, you know, like that you're getting into that more consistent, you know, synchronized. Because you're perfectly capable of it.
Yeah, it is again.
Yeah. And then looking at like bioluminance in the water, you know, that's what that triggers me. You could then go on a tangent of jellyfish or.
We have electric blue bioluminescence here on the island. That you can see, there's might be a bit of a chore, but you can do bioluminescence walks down to Seymour. Have you?
Yeah, but there was only worms that night we went. It was a really bad night.
We should try again because I'd love to do that.
She's like, there's a worm. So we're freezing. Like 2.5 hours, pitch dark like that, and it was like we saw one. It was like there. We were like that, and it was gone. But she has got a point, you know. Again, you know, like you could look playing with blue fairy lights behind plastic with water, setting up props, you know, photographing types of water now, Chloe, observing water, you know, the difference between still water and fast flowing water.
Yeah, so it could be like puddles, streams, the ocean.
Reflections then as well, reflective qualities, you know. And again, if you want to get deeper, you know, the transience of water, you know, like. It goes, it dries, it evaporates, it's always moving, you know, it's vital, we're made of water, you know, like it's such a juicy subject this that, you know, you've really boiled it down nicely. But I think the figurative side, definitely consider whether it's going to be autobiographical, which is easy then if you're the model, otherwise you're going to need models.
No, I'll do it myself. You know. It's easier than finding people.
Yeah, and you could have some real fun as well, Chloe. Like, you know, one week, you know, you could be like, right, I'm just going to have a week doing fancy dress. I'm going to look at Cindy Sherman doing, you know, who does, you know, plays around with self-image and portraiture and changing. Oh, well, perfect. And be like, I'm going to get a blue wig. And I'm going to do it all based on water with someone pouring water over me. And I'm going to do shots of me like, with it all over me. Like the cold water challenge.
Yeah.
You know? Or I'm actually going to do it in warm water. And I'm going to, you know, I might add a bit of performance or, you know, all of this will build to a really lovely project. What is your specialism again? Painting and drawing, isn't it? So it's almost then a series of paintings at the end of this.
Well, yeah, most likely. Yeah.
Okay, fab. Really exciting. I love the idea of it all blues and golds or turquoises.
And it sounds already stunning.
But we don't want to run ahead. So we want to stay down and really investigate these little areas we've just kind of covered this morning. But no, fabulous, Chloe.
Thank you.
Great. Good luck.
Thank you.
This will be there.